Subsistence pathway. What do you need? January 1, 2022. John Caden. You have a dream of becoming fully self-reliant, with a piece of land, off-grid and free. Is it doable? Maybe you've thought about it enough to have a plan. Maybe you've put your plan into action. The dream, the thoughts, the plan, and the action are what it takes to move into the subsistence economy. It's hard to do. It's frightening. Most who are trying to do it are doing so by keeping one foot in the dominant surplus economy while sticking the toes of the other foot into the subsistence economy. It is not familiar territory despite it being the norm for our ancestors only a few generations ago. These seven items outline what one needs to thrive in a subsistence economy. 1. Good physical and mental health. 2. Secure shelter. 3. Reliable water source. 4. Macronutrient-aligned food. 5. Sustainable source of energy. 6. Circle of trading partners. 7. Tradable skills or consumable products. From strictly a survival perspective, water and food are at the top of anyone's list. Survival, alone, is not the goal here. Rather, the goal is to thrive under a different economic theory. Subsistence economics. True, off-grid living. Anyone thinking about thriving in a subsistence economy must take personal inventory. What deficits might prevent you from meeting these seven needs? Can they be mitigated? Not all of us can achieve all seven, short term. For example, food is fourth on the priority list but has the most difficult and lengthy learning curve. Tradable skills or consumable products for trading fall seventh but depending on what the skill or product is, could also have a long learning curve. Having a skill or product has no value if there are no trading partners needing your service or product. That is why community is critical for success, even in a subsistence economy. Each of these seven needs will be explored in detail in future articles, but in the meantime, especially for those just starting the journey, please understand the lengthy learning curves of gardening, hunting, fishing, trapping and practical skill development. Knowledge comes first, but that is readily available everywhere. The knowledge must translate into practical application for the brain to understand it sufficiently to act intuitively. Start doing it. Whatever you can, wherever you are. If you don't already have them, you must take some time to perfect food skills and tradable skills before you leap into a subsistence-based lifestyle. As presented in a prior article, prepping alone won't permit you to thrive. Neither will just having a little cabin in the woods with solar panels.